Ocean FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.
It was just fabulous to see him alive and up and picking her up.
The thing about the club is you don't choose your club. It's like family.
You want to get back out on the field. It's just that it's in your blood, I suppose. And you just want to get out there now and get the games going again.
Brian Murray, let me shake hands with you. You came in here hobbling. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right. I'll tell you nothing but a couple of pints won't do, I'll tell you, you know.
He gets the foot behind it. He launches it in. It's over the bar. The wee man from Chester.
Yes, welcome to the Donegal GAA podcast with Ocean FM. Paddy McGill here, coming from a wet and windy and very dark now, McCool Park in Ballybofey, where Donegal have defeated Meath by 1-18 points to 1-10 after round 7 of the Allianz National Football League. On this podcast, we hear from Donegal chairperson Mary Coughlin. We also hear from Donegal GAA PRO Sinead Breen. That's much later on in the show. But on the match itself, we hear from Donegal manager Jim McGuinness. Joining me now, two regulars on the Donegal GAA podcast, Joseph McKelvey, of course, of the Neve Connell Club, and Brian McCabe from St. Noel's. Lads, first of all, Joseph, it was a dead rubber coming in to this one. Okay, what did you make of it?
Well, you know, look, at and as much as I know Jim all my life, like, he's never happy to lose a game. And, you know, I would say that the plan would always have been to come away with the 2 points this evening, you know. Meath probably didn't line out at full strength, neither did Donegal. But, yeah, he'll be glad to get the 2 points. He's top of the table now, clear top of the table, with the result between Armagh and Cork finishing in the draw. So he'll be glad to get the 2 points, and he'll be glad going to Croke Park next weekend, albeit with an awful lot of question marks after that game, because he lost to Darrow Boyle, Paddy McBrearty, Ryan McHugh, you know, all in kind of ominous kind of circumstances.
Sorry, to Darrow Boyle, we must have missed that one. We know about McHugh McBrearty. What happened to Darrow Boyle?
I don't know, but he didn't appear in the second half. So I don't know, but he kicked a very good point in the first half. So you'd be asking the question, you know, what possibly was wrong with Dara, maybe coming into the second half there too. So there's a lot of questions there. That's a lot of men that he was missing a lot as was. Paddy doesn't look like a man who's going to be playing next week, that's for sure. You know, he it took him a good 5 minutes to get off the field, and he clearly has a muscular injury from what I could see. You know, I'm no doctor, and I'm only watching from the sideline, but it appeared like he's carrying an injury, or he's injured in a way that's not going to leave him available for next week anyway, that's for sure. And Ryan,
did it look serious, Paddy? I know it's impossible to say, because I was talking to some supporters on the Terroristan side here. They said he was holding his calf. Like, it's him. We just can't tell, can we?
No, but he's definitely not going to be playing football next week. Or if he is, fair play to him. You know, I'll be delighted. But in the way that he had to exit the field, you couldn't expect that he would be. Now, Ryan's was more an impact injury, and again, if it's just sore, he might be okay for next week. He'd be hopeful, you know.
Is it radiography, Jack? Your son, Jack McKelvey, does. That's who we need now, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if he can fix stuff. He can only take pictures of broken stuff. That's it.
Joseph, just before I come to Brian, we mentioned 100 times in commentary it was a dead rubber, okay? Other matches mattered tonight. The Donegal Meath, in terms of its ramifications for the league. So normally coming into a game, you're saying, well, what do you hope going to any game? Well, you hope you win a match and you don't lose. But today, I think it is not to get injuries. And this is what we're talking about here, because before the match, I just heard very late that Keelan McColgan was back in the Donegal squad, and I was like, lovely, beautiful, wonderful player, prodigious talent, okay, really a bright spark last year. But it was nearly robbing Peter to pay Paul, because then we were subsequently told Michael Langan's not in the squad. So one comes in, one makes way, and now we're talking about McBrearty, Ryan McHugh, you know, Brendan McCole's injured, Owen Bann's injured. Am I leaving anybody out? I definitely am. This is a theme, unfortunately, and that's nothing Jim McGuinness and Donegal can do about that. It's a little bit worrying, though.
Yeah, look, you don't want to be losing that calibre of football. You don't be losing anybody. You want to be playing with a full hand all the time. But that's the nature of the business now. Like, these games come one after the other. And past times, okay, there would be a league final very shortly, but then there would be a good 7-8 week break before the first game of the Championship. Now, we do have 3 weeks. I don't know how Jim's going to approach it. Does he see Division 2 victory next weekend as being very important? It's not in his DNA to not see any game as not being important.
Mark said it's going to be very important.
Well, you know, there's important and there's important, and you know, I would feel it's important too. You know, going to Croke Park playing against Armagh, you certainly would like to see them win it. You know, the last time we were in the Division 2 final, it was Oisin Gallen's big day, and you know, he seemed to like his day in Croke Park that day. Maybe he would like another big day in Croke Park. But you have a lot of injuries, and do the management team sit down and decide what's most important at this point? I'm not in a position to say that stuff. I just know that Jim won't like to be going out anything other than 100%, regardless of what players he has, and I can't see them doing any different to that. But when you're missing maybe 7, 8, 9 of what your regular what you'd be looking at to going out against Derry 3 weeks later, it's not easy. You know, it's not an easy position to be in.
Brian,
yeah, sure. She says there, you know, the injuries probably the night was the big worry from it. Paddy McBurty seemed to pick up a calf injury, looking at from the stand side. Anyway, Ryan took a hard shoulder. He was caught, I think, didn't see the man coming. I think it was a shoulder injury.
It was a very late tackle.
Yeah, it was a late tackle, but Paddy, these things will happen in games. But a big plus for me tonight was seeing Niall O'Donnell. Thought he put in a brilliant second half, and that's a huge plus, because I think he's a player we need to get back to where he was.
Michael Langan as well, that's obviously, we're going to see how that develops. Who else was good for you tonight, Brian?
I thought Shane O'Donnell had a very good first half, because 20 minutes we were very poor, Paddy. You know, we struggled, we couldn't get put momentum into the game, but I thought Shane O'Donnell was the player that carried it. And Keelan McGonigal, the media centre back, has been our most, you know, player game in, game out. He's been, you know, really high standards, and I thought he was brilliant again tonight. And then again, you know, Aaron Doherty really showed well. Kieran Thompson was good. You know, Paddy, everyone really put in a good shift. Good to see Jamie Brennan. Like, he ended up with 1-1-1-2. So hopefully Jamie can get a wee bit of confidence from that there. But overall, you know, you'd have to be happy. You know, per first 25 minutes. But after that, you know, I think for 25 minutes we got 1 point, and for the next 10 minutes we got 9 points. So, you know, there were a lot of positives, Paddy.
I was away last weekend, and I didn't get to praise Patter Morgan because there was no podcast due to my rock life of a rock star. Someone said to me there last week, I can assure you it's not. I hope it's not anyway. That was my farewell tour. So I didn't get to praise Patter Morgan. I thought he was really good again tonight. He has some engine in him. Even that lung bursting run there, what, with 73, 74 minutes gone. He's in some shape, isn't he? And he accompanies that because he's a good footballer as well.
Yeah, no, I was in Carlow last weekend, and I kicked a couple of very,
not
very
a dig nice at me there, was it?
Yeah, you weren't there, Paddy. I was there. he was very good last weekend. He played really well, and clearly he was marked a bit better tonight. You know, when you score 5 points last week, you're definitely not going to get the same space this week. It's his ability to cover ground very quickly, which is admirable. Very often when Donegal's in trouble, he manages to take it from 150 to the other very quickly. A bit like what Kieran Moore does for us as well, you know, and a very important part of the puzzle, you know. And yeah, he had a great game tonight again. And they all played well. They all started poorly. Like, to me, the biggest change has been, like, I think we had 7 turnovers in the first 10 minutes, and none of them weren't very forced, you know. And we probably didn't have another 7 maybe for the rest of the game. So I'm sure that's something Jim's been looking at and saying, you know, it can't be good enough. Meath brought all their energy, you would have to say, to the first 20 minutes, and after their energy got lost, and we scored a couple of points, they kind of seemed to drop their heads a little bit, and probably Donegal had it a bit easier from then on. So anyway, it's onwards and upwards next week.
I'm letting you go after this next one, Joseph, because I know you secondary school teachers, you're always complaining. Okay, I think that's a fair comment there, right? Smile from you. How would you so far reflect on Donegal's season? Jimmy Guinness's second coming, from what you've witnessed overall.
Well, you know, coming from last year, everything's very positive. Like, he brings a level of he brings a level of expectation, but he also brings a level of calm. You know, he introduces a lot of players during the game there, and you often wonder, like, gee, that's a lot of changes you're making during the game. But there seems to be a calmness about the whole panel. There seems a calmness about the whole lot of the players. Like, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be fixed and sorted out, and I'm sure Jim knows that better than anybody.
Because there was a lot of fixing to be sorted out over the last year or so.
Yeah, well, it's I would I would clearly point out that when I'm watching the Division 1 games, the level of turnovers are not what we are presenting at the present minute, you know, and I'm sure he's more than aware of that. And I'm sure that's something he's going to have to try and work on. Because if we give the ball away seven times in the first 10 minutes against Derry, you know, we won't be in the game at all. Like, it just won't. We'll be out of the game because Derry won't give it to you back. You know, we got it back tonight, handy enough, but we're not going to get it like that against Derry. You know, so now there's me talking about Derry 3 weeks away. We're talking about Armagh next weekend, and it'll be similar against Armagh. They'll not give you the ball back as easy either.
Joseph McKelvey, a very good friend of us here on the Donegal GAA podcast. We really appreciate your time. Just final word on that, Brian. Looking forward to the next couple of weeks because the league has always been, and listen, the league, once upon a time, it had huge attendances and everything, but throughout its history, the GAA, the senior inter-county season, it's always still about championship, isn't it? And while I get excited and it's great to be back in January and February at McKenna Cups and league games, it is just around the corner now. Okay, there's a League Two final. Always nice to play in Croke Park and go to Croke Park as a spectator. But 4 weeks today, Donegal Derry, it's getting into the serious business now, isn't it? It goes up a couple of decibels.
Yeah, definitely, Paddy. You know, the season starts from here on in now. I know the boys are on there about how important next weekend. I don't think Jim's going to be overly worried. You know, big one for Jim, and we spoke, I remember speaking to us in Monaghan, you know, before at the McKenna Cup game, getting out of Division 2. We're back now and with the big teams, you know, we're going to have the big teams coming here to Balbafay, and that's what you want. You know, we're a good crowd here again tonight, but I know Sharsha was talking there about the difference between the standards in Division 1 and Division 2. And I was at the Mayo Roscommon game a couple of weeks ago, and you know, you could see it. It's just about the speed of the game.
Unforgiving, isn't it?
Yeah, like there are no, like, I thought tonight maybe one wee bit of thing we have to worry about is our full back line. I thought any time we kick the ball, we kind of struggle a wee bit. But, you know, I know we're missing Brenton there, and hopefully Brenton will be back. You know, Jim's probably thinking, does he risk him next week if he's fit to play, or does he rest him for the Derry game? So I honestly think Jim's happy enough. You know, he'll probably have it's a free crack next week. Will it really matter who wins Division 2, Paddy? Both Armagh and Donegal are up, so I think both of them's happy enough. And then 3 weeks or 4 weeks today is the big one, you know, where Jim's probably been looking at all year, you know, to get a rattle at Derry, and he's made no bones about it.
You'll be in Croke Park next Sunday, Brian?
Oh, definitely. Just before we go, Paddy, I know I'm involved with the Narasa Club there now, yeah, this year, you know, and I want to pay a tribute there. They lost a great servant, you know, would have been a school friend of his, and Glenty's in the comp, and, you know, great Gael of Narasa, and, you know, so everyone, you know, everyone throughout the county knew him, and he was a great Donegal. You know, you would see himself, Michael Boner, Felix. I don't think they missed many games, you know, and it was a sad week down there, you know, and I just want to wish them all, you know, hopefully that, you know, they can take strength when the county goes, you know, for Diane and Sinead too. Huge Donegal supporters, you know, and when the county's going well, them kind of people, you know, hopefully it'll put a wee smile back in their face.
I was actually just coming to that next. I was going to say you would have been in around the same year as Trevor Melly, and just had it in my notes next. And it's interesting you mentioned when Donegal are going well, and even last year when a lot of the Donegal supporters stayed away, you always meet the Mellies at games. They're literally, I meet them more than the Donegal management at games, and I absolutely as well. And, you know, Trevor's mother, obviously an Ardra woman as well, Glen Gesh, and just everybody in the Narasa Club and their immediate and extended families. We, on behalf of everybody on Ocean FM and the Donegal GA podcast, we extend our sympathies and condolences to everybody who knew Trevor. There's much bigger things out there, bigger worries in life than Gaelic football, even though it's an escape now and then, Brian, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely, Paddy. You know, everyone has their own worries, you know, from day to day. And, you know, when the county, it's a big thing when the county's going well. But I remember you just saying there about when last year, and I remember being down in Hyde Park last year, and I would say there were about 50 Donegal people at it, and you had Trevor and Felix and Michael Boner, you know, them boys, Paddy, they seen the good days and the bad days, you know. And hopefully, you know, I know it's going to take them a long time to get over this, but, you know, if the county's going well, them boys, you know, will put a wee smile back in their face. And with the club season back running again next week, you know, football's in good place in Donegal, and, you know, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Great family, the Melly family, and a wonderful club there in Narasa. And once again, we offer our sympathies and condolences there. So there you have it from Brian McCabe, and before that, Joseph McKelvey. Next, it's Donegal manager Jim McGuinness talking to various media reporters, and up first, it's Charlie Collins.
Very slow start, Charlie, as in a quarter of a match. But listen, I suppose poor in the first quarter and responded well then. I think maybe 8 or 9 points in 15 minutes, so that was positive. A lot of work to do, a lot of tidying up to do, basic skills. I know it wasn't a great night for football, but a lot of tidying up to be done.
What would you put that bad start down to?
They attacked the kick out, the toe in, and they gambled, so they did, and they had a man up, and they got the overlap on it, and it gave them that wee bit of a platform. That's always going to, a goal in any game, it's always a big scorer, you know. So it took us time then to sort of deal with that, but, you know, shot selection and decision making and too much around the edges. But once we found our angles and movements, we were a lot better. And we'll take that positive moving forward.
A wee bit of a panic when it was taking you so long, because there was some, as you say, some bad choices in terms of shooting there.
I suppose that's fair. But then, suppose when you look at the scoreboard at the end and you have 118 on the board, if you're clicking onto that story and you're looking at the score, you know, the score only, you'd be thinking that was a good night's work, you know. So for the disappointment in the first quarter, we have to be happy with a lot of the play then afterwards.
Is it too extreme to say it kind of summarised the campaign, because we've been very good at times and very poor at times in all the matches,
Jim? I think that's fair. I think we've been speaking of this a lot, like, you know, we're not where we need to be yet in terms of having all the boxes ticked that we want to. But we're still winning games and we're still putting up good scores. So they are definitely two big positives for us, and we'll have to continue to fine tune, I suppose, is the word I'm looking for. I do think as well, the style that we want to play, probably a dry ball would suit us better.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's always mistakes at this time of year, and we have to live with that. But a good bit of tuning to be done.
And some concerns as well as mistakes with Patrick Doherty and Ryan McHugh both going off there.
Yeah, Patrick's probably the obvious one, definitely. We'll have to wait and see how that develops over the next couple of days and hope for a good result.
Big loss if he was out.
Listen, we won't preempt anything, you know, but when you see a guy like that going off, you know, in the manner, you know, you're always worried as a manager, but we'll just have to wait and see how that goes.
We're just a few weeks out from the Championship, but you've got a big game next weekend, Easter Sunday against Armagh. Does that sort of get you thinking about what you should do in terms of team? You can't afford to lose people like that.
No, it's difficult. Like, you're playing in a dead rubber game today, like, and you've a fairly significant injury and maybe another one, like, so it's not ideal, like, it's not what we want, but we'll have to dust ourselves down now and get ready for next weekend.
Yeah, some pluses there with Caelan McColgan, Niall O'Donnell getting game time as well, of course.
No, definitely, that, you know, we spoke about that last weekend and we were hoping that would be the case. We don't want this. We don't want people falling off one trap door and coming in the other door. You know, we want the squad to replenish as best it can now and get as many healthy bodies back in the pitch as possible. So hopefully we can do that in the coming days. Yeah. That was a positive, Charlie. You know, I thought Keelan, for a man coming back in, he had good energy, good intensity, used the ball well. So that was a big plus.
If I asked you to summarise the league campaign on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put it?
Some of the days, you know, you'd be 8 and 9, and some of the days it'd be a lower. You know, today was hard to watch at times, particularly the first quarter. We settled into the game then. We moved the ball well. We got our scores. We got a lot of scores on the bounce. We kept them in for long periods of time. So I think that's it. A wee bit up and down, Charlie. But at the end of the day, you know, we haven't been beaten in the campaign, and we're going to a league final next weekend, and we'll have to look forward to that now.
Work to do, Jim.
Yes, always work to do, unfortunately.
Jimmy got a goal there. Jim maybe hasn't got the scores he probably would have liked over the league so far. Were you pleased to see him?
No, definitely, and you could see in himself he was happy. He was happy to hit the back of the net, you know. So that was great. That was great from his point of view. And something we had spoken about at half-time as well, you know, we had a lot of possession, we were getting a lot of scores, but, you know, we need to be dangerous as well. We need to constantly be dangerous, and it was great that when he seen that opening that he decided that he was gonna go for it, and thankfully we got the right side of that one.
Those other injuries, Jim, where are they, like to Jason and Owen?
Jason's not far away, Owen's not far away, Keelan back in the night, you know, so... they're all big players, all important players, and so hopefully we'll be welcoming them back soon. And then obviously Niall O'Donnell getting game time tonight, lovely to see him get his point there as well. I thought he was really good on the ball. Obviously he's a good bit to go in terms of energy levels and all of that, but he has that bit of quality on the ball. You could see that taking other people into it and kicked his own score, so that's a positive. In the bigger picture, that's a positive, probably in the short to medium term.
Kieran Moore, somebody that's kind of surprised you or played his way maybe into your plans big time, because he really looked the part there.
He had a fantastic catch there, fetch in the middle of the park there in the second half, but if you think about it, Frank, he's a lad that hasn't been in the county squad before. Yeah. He's played wing half forward, midfield, half back and full back, marking big players over the last couple of weeks as well. Daniel Flynn, Sam Mulroy, and done very, very well. So he's an interesting character, because everything that's asked of him, he's able to do it. And he's very young and he's very level-headed, and he's still learning the game. Very humble young lad, so that's great. And it's important for us as well. We need that, because he's flexible.
When you can make yards that he can make as quick as he can make them, it sort of gives you something to think about, doesn't it?
And it does, and it gives you tactical flexibility, because he can play in all those positions. We can give you cover. We know now he can give us cover in four different lines, which is massive,
Is that the modern footballer now?
It probably is. Patrick Mogan's proven that as well. He's bailing us out at the moment, in the corner there. And, he can play in the half-back line, he can play in the half-forward line. So definitely, all of that is very, very important.
How does that happen from coaching? Have you noticed a difference even in the 10 years you've been away, between players are more like that now, or maybe they're more defined 10 years ago?
They probably were more defined 10 years ago, definitely. And the game is it's more complex now. It certainly is more complex, I think we're fortunate in Donegal, where we always do produce good players, and so it's just a matter of finding a way to put them together, and that's why hopefully that part of the puzzle will unfold for us now in the coming weeks, where we can get them all together and get them all into the positions that we want to get them in, and then start working towards something.
And sorry, I know you listed a few there. Connor O'Donnell from Cardona, is there any update on that?
Connor's he had a hamstring injury, and he again is week to week as well. Probably in a race, to be honest with you, but so he's another one we haven't mentioned. It's probably one of the most exciting talents in the county over the last year or two. So again, another one that. And listen, obviously there's a lot of commentary throughout the country about injuries and split seasons and demands and players and all. And it is very tough. And you're here the night, and it's a hamstring injury or it's a calf injury, but you're thinking that could be him gone. There's no time, and I think that's harsh and hard on players. And the split season for me as well doesn't allow the championship to breathe. It doesn't allow people in communities to have conversations about the game, and then look forward to 2 weeks or whatever it is, to 3 weeks to the next game, and have a conversation around that. It's just constant rushing and pressure. And I think if that pressure's there, it's there in coaches and it's there in managers, I think players will feel that as well. They'll feel that, I need to be at a certain level, and it has to happen yesterday to be in the frame. Yeah. All of that feeds into it, so I do think there is that. I think that conversation is still worth having, about breathing space for players,
Point you made last week about, and they're very good valid points, about the proximity of the league final to Celtic Park, and I suppose championship first round in general. I sort of had a debate during the week about the merits of the league final itself, but that kind of wasn't your point. The league final, I think, is something that you like, but it should be something to aim for, as opposed to the fear in the horizon.
I think I was misquoted in that, to be honest with you. And what I was trying to say there was that this is a problem that arrives at the manager's door. The manager has to deal with that then. The manager, whatever manager does, has to make a decision.
Yeah.
Am I going all in there to win that, or am I going to hold back in inverted commas, not respect the competition? And that's decisions managers have to make. But if that decision, was taken out of the manager's hand and there was breathing space, I think every manager in the country would be saying, we're going to go for that. Sometimes, I don't know, sometimes it's hard to get the head around it. People call for, the Railway Cup to go. The Railway Cup is gone. They're calling for the provincials to go. Now they're calling for the league final to go. What are we going to be left with? One cup? Do you know what I mean? We're one or two teams historically won that cup. So you've got six or seven or eight cups there that can be won over the course of a year, and that keeps counties engaged and supporters engaged, and even if it's not the big one, at least your fans are going home with something on a given year. We'll have to get rid of them all just because we can't find the room, and you know, and we can't showcase our game on the big stage because of it, you know. So listen, it's a debate that every person in the country has an opinion about it, and different opinions, but I think it's worth continuing to keep the conversation alive.
Yeah, stuff, even looking into the championship, to have one, like, we're prepared to have like a trophy and on the shelf already to win. It's a great accomplishment, really.
You know, there's fellas there that, you know, the only thing they might ever win in their life is that Division 2 trophy. Mm-hmm. But like at the end of the day, you're still going to Crow Park. It's a national competition, and you're going to win it. You know, a provincial championship. You know. I think a Cavan won it, you know, when I hadn't won it for a lifetime. We didn't win it for 19 years. By God, we appreciated that provincial championship, you know. So it's like everything in life, you know, you don't understand it and realise it, how valuable it is, until it's gone. And so I think there's always this moment of me where I'm going, you know, be careful what you're calling for, because ultimately you could end up with one competition and only two or three teams won it historically. So,
are you glad Derry are in the same boat as well? They'd finish mid-table in Division 1, maybe they wouldn't make it. They're looking forward to a big Division 1 final as well.
They are, and they're getting their players back. Like, I've seen the team named there, you know, for tomorrow. They're very, very strong squad named, and they're very confident at the moment. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and they're really, really looking really good, Mick and everything, you know. So, I don't think they're thinking about us. I think they're thinking about the league final, and they're thinking about, you know, they're thinking about sort of getting that boxed away and then the championship, you know, and I know, rightly so, probably. Thanks, lad.
Cheers, Jim. Thank you very much.
Yes, delighted to welcome our new Carlach, Mary Coughlan, for the very first time onto the Donegal GAA podcast. Did I just butcher the pronunciation there? Yeah. I'll just go for chairperson, will I?
We'll start again.
Mary, thanks a million for joining us. We're here in Jackson's Hotel at the launch of Carja Goon and All. Just tell our listeners, what is that term? What does that mean for anybody that's just heard it for the very first time?
Well, this is about Friends of Donegal, so it's for our supporters. And we're launching today our Carja Fianna Fáil, or, geez, Carja Goon and All.
We're all making mistakes, and the game hasn't even started yet.
And we have only had a cup of tea. No, this is our fundraising initiative. Started with the fundraising committee, it's chaired by Kieran Kelly. They've put together this initiative over a three-year period, where some of it is more corporate, some of it is an individual. So at a corporate level, you're talking about €5,000 per year for 3 years. The second one is €2,500 per annum for 3 years, and the third one then is €1,000 per annum for 3 years, but this one can also be on a monthly direct debit of €80, give or take. So out of that, there will be tickets available, there'll be information updates, hopefully we'll have some social occasions with speakers where you'd have supporters come together with the teams. And this is not just for senior football, this is senior football, senior hurling, and it's also for all the academy underage teams that we have. It's to support the academy and all of the needs of the players that we have, because we want to build on that momentum that we have now, that great support that we have. Our hurlers have done very well. They've now been promoted for the first time into Division 2. We also now have our own senior men moving forward as well, and we have a big occasion now in Crow Park on Easter Sunday, and we want to build and develop on that, but it does take money. Anyone who is a member of a club will realise how expensive it is to run a club and to support a club, and equally it is hugely expensive in order to support teams. And I think people don't realise that we have our Centre of Excellence, which is fantastic, and there isn't a single minute that is free in that establishment. Now, it's working with the LGFA and Camogie as well, but it's wonderful to see the activity that takes place there, all of the support of the coaches and the mentors and the managers. and all of the other committees that take place, which is very much part of Donegal GA. So this is an initiative, is one of the many initiatives that we wish to initiate now to support the development of our teams. And we'll be looking at other initiatives in the future, because we'd like to complete some works in Convoy. Anybody who's been there will realise that the car park is not what it should be, and that we may have to look at a gym and other developments. And we certainly would like to see a five-year plan, perhaps, at looking at the financial needs of the county. And if we see our teams doing well, we see the use of Convoy, then I think it's very important that those who support us will realise that it's money well spent.
You're the face of Donegal GA from an admin level. We have Jim McGuinness is the face from a management level. We have the players, they're also at the surface. But Kieran Kelly, your own club person, I thought gave a fantastic talk there. He was talking about the grown-up duck that's on top of the water, but you have the little children, you have the little everything's just paddling away underneath there. And that's what it's about, isn't it? Because that video we watched there, the montage of Donegal, I think personally there was hairs going up on the back of me. Like, it was incredible. It's more than actually sport, isn't it?
It's a very powerful image that's there, and it's the image of who we are. There was a great saying, up here we're different. Well, they are. That's so true, and that's what makes us unique, and that's why people like Donegal people. And it's a great county. We have a great affinity with our language, with music, camaraderieship, arts, culture, the great outdoors, tourism, food. You know, we have a lot of things. We don't actually say it loud enough.
Yeah.
You know, when Lonely Planet says that Donegal is the nicest place in the world to be in, when you see that Carrickfinn is one of the finest airports in the world, you know, we don't actually take credence for who and what we are. And certainly I think we can build on that. And, you know, it's our national game. Hurling and football are our national sports, and that's not taking from our other sports, of which we have also great athletes and participants. But, you know, this is who we are. This is the parish. This is wearing the jersey, and that's why we all can come together from all backgrounds and from all parts of the county, and also beyond our county, and all the people that are abroad who like to reach and touch what is the special part of Donegal. And we will be reaching out to those people as well. And it's also important to say that we have had tremendous and continue to have fantastic sponsors, fantastic supporters. And through the thick and thin, people in Donegal are still Donegal people, and they will certainly, Jim said tonight that the bar has been raised. You know, there's a lot of competitiveness out there. Mm-hmm. He has his plan as what he wants to achieve. He has achieved thus far. And, you know, people do hope that we can achieve what we would like to achieve, and which we have the capacity to do. But just to say as well on the academy, not everyone's going to be on a county team, no more than not everybody's going to get on a club team. But I think the talent that is there, working closely with our Cumann na Munscoil, working closely with our secondary schools, leading into our clubs, into our academy, those who perhaps may not be afforded the opportunity to be at county level can still bring back to their club the talent and the expertise and the experience that they will have had while they were in Convoy and working at that level, at county level. So, you know, it's a very exciting time, and sport is so, so important for people. It's so important for their mental health, their own physical well-being, and it's also very important for us as supporters, because that's what we enjoy.
Yeah, so beautifully put. I promise this is the last one. You're still new to the role, but when you got elected, I remember my father turned around to me. Sheila, no problem, Mary Cockton, in that role. Anybody that's come out of Leinster House, in fact, you thought you were in Leinster House a couple of minutes ago there as well, but anybody that's come out of Kildare Street, how are you finding the new role so far?
I absolutely love it. And look at, we've
piece of cake for you, is it?
No, I wouldn't say it's a piece of cake. There's going to be a lot of bumps in the road. But look at, we've great people, great enthusiasm. Everybody's working really, really, really hard. And the other thing I would like to also mention is the launch of our new website. Yeah. One of the big issues that Sinead had to deal with was the fact that, you know, the fixtures weren't appropriate and there wasn't as much interaction as we'd like to see. And that's hugely important to people.
Sinead's doing a great job so far. She actually was on our podcast a couple of months ago and she promised that she's delivered.
She has. Now, it's not 110% yet, but what's needed is going to be there. And that'll also be a more interactive way in which we can reach out to our supporters, both home and abroad.
Mary Coughlin, I'll go with chairperson this time just to be on the safety. I get enough abuse. Thank you so much for joining me on the Donegal GA podcast.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much for all your support as well.
So the final part of the Donegal GAA podcast. And many thanks there to Mary Coughlin, our new Donegal GAA person. Our new Donegal GAA PRO, Sinead Breen, now joins me, I think for the second or third time on the podcast. Sinead, thanks a million. How are you?
I'm doing good, Paddy. How are you?
We were, oh good, oh, it's always good when Donegal win a match. You spoke really well today at the launch, of course, of Cardia Goon and All. Can you tell us a little bit more about that as well? So Mary Coughlin spoke so eloquently there, and I know we want to talk about the new Donegal GAA website, which is spearheaded by yourself as well. That was a very interesting launch today.
It was. There's just a real palpable sense of positivity in the county, and be it everything that's going on the pitches at all codes and off the pitches, we're at a great crossroads, really. We just want to kick on and in the vein of positivity that we have, and we're looking for people to back us. You know, we've shown that we want to bring Donegal back to where it deserves to be, where it needs to be. And in order to do that, we need the resources. So Cardia Goon and All is a very, very important arm of our county structure, and we need the backing of the people that we're striving to provide all this for. You know, we've great work going on at every committee in our county. We've our fixtures due to start next weekend. And we need the resources in place to give our teams and our people the best chance to proceed that we can do, you know.
You spoke with me, I think back in November, I think it was the Ulster Club match, was it between Niamh Connell and Waddy Grahams? Yeah. And you said to me you were running for PRO at the time, and you said, and you were very dogmatic in your approach, and you says, you're going to get, if elected, a new Donegal GAA website up and running. And here we have it. Hey presto, there is a new Donegal GAA website which has just been launched.
Well, I suppose anybody that knows me knows very much that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
You're the opposite of me, so when I say I'm going to do something, I never do it.
I'm delighted. I'm absolutely delighted to have that launched today. This isn't about me or anybody else on you know, this. This is about giving the ordinary person access to fixtures and results easily in a user-friendly way. And that's what I wanted. And I'm happy that people are happy. I will sleep tonight, I have to say. It's been a really, really long couple of weeks, but I'm thrilled that the website is up and running. But it's up and running. I have big plans for that. So
yeah, we're only at the embryo stages, isn't it? So it's what? So it's just, is it just easier to navigate in terms of fixtures, results, and so on and so on? Yeah. So people are not just pulling their hair out. How do you find this? How do you find that?
It's excellent in that it does what it needs to do. It needs to be a resource that people go on to, that they can easily find out what games are on any day or even at any code. I even have the school's games on it, and I think they're so important. People want to see them. You have grannies, grandas, aunts, uncles that want to follow these. They want to know where they're on, when they're on, and they need access to the basics. And the new website does that. It also gives us, though, the platform for Cardia. So anybody that wants to support our county, be it at a corporate level or a basic level, they can do that. And it's all explained, in a very user-friendly style. So everything has been planned out. I've been very conscious at every point of putting the website together so that it's easily accessible for our people.
Well done so far, Sinead Breen.
Thank you very much.
You wouldn't think you're from Monaghan.
No, you wouldn't. Pure Donegal accent.
Lovely stuff, Sinead Breen. Before that, Mary Coughlin. We also heard there from Joseph McKelvey, Brian McCabe, Mark McHugh and Donegal manager Jim McGuinness. That's it for the weekend's edition of the Donegal GAA podcast. We are back next Easter Sunday after the Division 2 League final between Donegal and Armagh. It's only 4 weeks away until that big game in Celtic Park in Derry. For me, Paddy McGill, big shout out to Austin O'Callaghan on production and to your loyal listeners wherever you're tuning in right throughout the globe. Bye for now, stay safe, and we'll talk to you in 8 days' time.